right, so let's do. Let me share with you a Pesach Dvar Torah that I think is, interesting. There are certain questions that are asked at almost every single Seder every year. Rabbi Willig actually takes pride in that. You know, he likes the fact that the same Divrei Torah, the same Nigunim, the same, and he said, long after I'm gone, you know, my kids are going to say, oh, remember when Zaidi used to sing that? Because it's something that's repeated over and over and over again, just gets into a family's psyche, you know, becomes something that becomes part of a family tradition. It happens to be the Seder. I always tell Chassan and Kalas that their first year that they're not by their parents' Seder is often the most difficult part of Shana Rishon. The fact that it's all different minhagim, everything is different. You're doing it all wrong, using the wrong vegetable for karpas. Whoever heard of endives for maror? You know, like the whole thing, the tune is off. This, you know, like everything is wrong. How come no one's screaming and fighting over there? You know, whatever normally goes on in your house, like you're so used to it that it becomes an emotional experience. So one of the things, there are certain questions that are asked in almost every Seder every year, though, that's like universal. One of them is, why is Halach Ma'anya in Aramaic? And why are we inviting guests when we're already sitting comfortably at our tables? You've heard these questions, yeah? So, right? So how could, Ilu Kirvanu L'Fer Sinai V'Lanos L'Lanu HaSatorah Dayenu? Really? That would have been Dayenu if Hashem would not have given us the Torah? What's life all about? So one such question is regarding the questions of the Chacham and the Rasha. Right, what does everyone ask about the questions of the Chacham and the Rasha? That we take the Rasha to task for saying, Lachem, that this is all about, you know, this is for you. Oh, you and not for me. And yet, the Chacham says, Eschem, also about you and not himself. So Rav Asher Weiss asks a question that I think should be a classic. That it's not a classic, but I think should be a classic. One would expect the question of each son to reflect his personality, of each child to reflect their personality. Certainly, the Tam's mazos keeps it simple, right? He's a Tam. Mazos, okay? He doesn't ask a sophisticated question. He just says mazos. Then you have the initial silence, true to form, right? Absolutely silent, and because he's in the initial. The Rasha's maha avoda azos lechem depends if you're reading it with the right tone, but if you read it with the right tone, you know, I don't know, just put a voice to that character in the picture agada that they have for the Rasha. So he remains in character. But the Chacham should be asking a very smart question. After all, he's the Chacham, he's the smart one. What in the world is so smart about the Chacham's question? It's essentially a minor elaboration on the Tam's question. Where's the lumdus? Where's the penetrating analysis? I mean, he's supposed to be the top guy in Rav Rosenzweig's year. And he's coming and he's just like, Ma ha'edus ha'chukim ha'mishpat. That's the best he could do? What is all of this? That's the best he could ask. So that's the kasha Rav Asher Weiss raises. Rav Asher Weiss, in what I believe to be an autobiographical interpretation, you know, there's a type of Torah called Hu Haya Omer, that sometimes when a person says it's Dvar Torah, they're telling you who they are. They're not just telling you a piece of Torah. They're being very autobiographical. So Rav Asher Weiss suggests that the wisdom of the question was in the Chacham's ability to categorize the mitzvos of the Torah. That the Chacham intuited or picked up on the fact that it's not just that we have 613 mitzvahs of the Torah, but that they all fit into categories. I remember they once made a movie years ago about Rav Soloveitchik's life, and they interviewed people who knew the Rav and Talmidim of the Rav, and they told all sorts of different things about the Rav. And they interviewed Rav Schechter, and Rav Schechter in his interview described how the sugya they were studying before Rav Soloveitchik said shiur in it was like a jungle with trees and branches everywhere, and you had no idea where to turn. He described that's what he felt like approaching the sugya in the Gemara that they were learning in yeshiva. And then they'd walk into Rav Soloveitchik's shiur, and everything seemed to fit. Everything seemed to go in the right place. The trees were over there, the branches over there, the path in the middle was over here, and everything seemed to belong exactly where it was supposed to be. Now you understood why, because the Rav developed categories. There was a Maisa and a Kiyum, there was a Chafza and a Gavra, there was a Maisa and a Chalos. Everything would become clear because he knew how to develop categories. You can suddenly put everything in its rightful place and understand it properly. And that is the brilliance of the Ben HaChacham. He looks at all of the mitzvahs of Torah and he sees that there aren't just 613 disjointed ideas. There are three categories. There are Eidos, Chukim, and Mishpatim. The brilliance of the question is breaking it down into those categories. So what are those categories? So number one, Eidos are those mitzvahs that are meant to recall times gone by. Shabbos is zecher l'masa bereishis. Sukkos, zecher l'ananei hakavod. Shalosh regalim, zecher l'itzias Mitzrayim. They educate us about our history. And those mitzvahs teach us about who we are, what we're made of. I mean, those are the mitzvahs that we could describe as ben adam la'atzmo. Because those are the mitzvahs that help us understand ourselves. They help us understand, you know, we are a culmination of many, many generations of the Jewish experience. So the more we connect to that Jewish experience, the more we understand that Jewish experience, the more we remember that Jewish experience, the better understanding we have of ourselves. We're not just the culmination of, I don't know, for me, let's say the 44 years that I've been on this earth. We are the culmination of so much longer than that. And we come from generations of ancestors, some who are living and we're still fortunate enough to spend time with Ovri Yontif and enjoy that, and many who are no longer living. So we learn who we are. That's Eidos. Chukim are mitzvos that reflect our pure dedication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We do things because He commanded them. There are mitzvos that seem totally counterintuitive. Chukas HaParah. And we're loyal to them anyway. Why? Because we trust the commander. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded, and therefore it's right. That represents the category of mitzvos called Ben Adam L'Makom, in the purest sense. Mishpatim relates to Ben Adam L'Chaverah, how we interact with others, motivated by kindness and by concern for others and by fairness with other people. And in that light, we can understand the three elements of the Night of the Seder that have to be emphasized. Pesach, Matzah Umara. Pesach is referred to explicitly in the Torah as a chok, chukas ha-pesach. When God commanded it, it was a death wish. Hashem was telling us, take the avodah zarah of your oppressors in front of their face and say, I'm going to slaughter your avodah zarah. It was a death wish. The Egyptians were going to kill us. And we did it anyway. That's why we have Shabbos HaGadol. Shabbos HaGadol is the nes gadol that happened, that they weren't able to kill us. They weren't able to hurt us. If God had commanded it, then we were ready to do it faithfully. We don't have the chukas ha-pesach nowadays because the other two categories are prerequisites for the chukas ha-pesach. But that's what the chukas ha-pesach represents. Matzah is in the category of eidos, right? What are eidos? Remembering times gone by, remembering where we came from. We rushed out of Mitzrayim because our matzah didn't have time to rise. We became a nation through a speedy redemption. We break the middle matzah because the story of who we are is not really finished yet. Because it's not complete until we've actually realized our destiny of where we're supposed to be going to. In times of galus, it's still lechemoni. Our self-image is still incomplete. It's still missing something. It's still somewhat broken. Maror represents mishpatim, how we treat others, and how we were treated by others. Vayimaruru es chayeyan. Mara doesn't just mean our lives were tough. Mara represents people made our lives tough. People were mean to us. People were doing things that were terrible to us. Mara reminds us that we ought to be kind to other people. That if we're in a position of power over somebody else, then we need to go out of our way to be extra kind to them. The Egyptians provided us with an excellent case study of how not to behave toward others. We remember that bitterness and we consider how we would act differently when we're in the position of power, when we're somebody's boss, when we're somebody's superior. When we're on a different level of the socioeconomic level of society. And once we understand the godless of being a Jew by thoroughly internalizing the messages of matzah, and once we understand the proper way to treat other people through internalizing the message of the maror, then we're ready to once again be fully dedicated to Hashem as represented by the Pesach. And maybe the answer we give to the Chacham can be understood in a similar manner. When the Chacham asks, why do we need these three categories of mitzvahs, the Eidos, the Chukim, and the Mishpatim, we respond, Ki Hilchos HaPesach. That the three primary halachos of Pesach are a kid. They're a microcosm of all the mitzvahs HaTorah. Ki Hilchos HaPesach, that when we study Hilchos HaPesach, we're going to see these three mitzvahs that go together. Al matzos mor miyochlu hu, you eat the korban Pesach with matzah and mor, the matzah and mor, the Pesach, they are a microcosm of all of the mitzvahs of Torah. They represent critical elements in living life as a Jew. We have to bear in mind the mishpatim, how we treat other people, the edus, recalling who we really are, how our past experiences have shaped us, but ultimately the taste that has to be left in our mouths, the impression that's left after all of the mitzvahs are fulfilled, is that we're ready to do all of the chukos Hashem. We have the tam Pesach, ein maftir inachara Pesach avikomen. We want to walk away with the taste of korban Pesach still left in our mouths. So ultimately, the yom tov of Pesach is about emunah. The beauty of our mishpatim, the confidence that we build in ourselves through our edus, allows us to be faithful servants in fulfilling the chukim. But the chukim are the emunah. It's the absolute dedication to ratzon, the tzivay Hashem, that's ultimately going to bring the geula. And that's why we focus on all those three with a big emphasis on the last one, an absolute dedication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this great chag of emunah, and everyone should have a chag kosher.